Hello, I'm John Robb. I've been a music journalist for many decades. A lot of my work was done for the legendary music paper Sounds. I've got an incredible archive of old interviews, which we're going to be putting up on the Gorilla website for the next few months. Episode 1 is an interview with Nirvana, which I conducted in the summer of 1989 in a hot, claustrophobic flat in New York City, the night after the band had played to 10 people at Maxwell's Hoboken. The interviews you catch a very early Kurt Cobain talk about the creative process, the intensity needed to reach the peak of his Nirvana songs, and also a hint, maybe, in the interview of a song he'd just written, which we think could be Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Have you been writing songs for years?
Well, I've been writing songs for at least 6 years in this genre of style of music. I don't know, how long have we been at it, Chris? We've been revolving in and out of bands that never really did anything or even kept a name for more than a month.
Yeah. I mean, would that be what will happen here unless Sub Pop picks you up, you know?
I don't know. Then we really got serious when, you know. That's what you're saying, that we would have just broke up.
Yeah, just drifted into other bands and things.
No, we would have kept trying.
So this is like the serious lineup this time then, was it?
Yeah. For the last couple of years it has been serious.
Yeah.
We probably would have resorted to putting out our own record if Sub Pop were in the morning.
Yeah. And did you want to get on Sub Pop?
I had never even heard of Sub Pop.
Yeah.
When we were dealing with them at first.
So so you're just like existing like in some backwater town, just drifting through bands.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Listen to the Melvins practice.
Yeah, they're sort of big bands in your town then.
They're the only band.
The only alternative
band within 100 miles, 60 miles or so. How far away is Olympia anyhow? Like 80 miles?
40, 50 miles.
So is Olympia the nearest town?
Yeah, so we have any alternative type of music.
You're all from the same town then, the whole band?
No, we're not. Chris and I were living in Aberdeen during the time that we started the band.
Aberdeen, which is...
The backward town. And,
it's on the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, it's actually on the coast, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a fishing town, is it? Or?
Logging. Cut down trees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. I'm a lumberjack. We don't call them lumberjacks, they're called loggers.
Yeah. We don't call them loggers. There's no trees left in England to chop down.
Yeah, they want to cut down the last of the trees.
Yeah.
And the environmentalists and the industrialists are going at it. You know? Washington is supposed to be the evergreen state. And it's not. It's the clear-cut state. All these naked hills.
Yeah.
It's all for the mining dollar.
So you'd have either played in groups or cut trees down then?
I smashed the guitars because a beautiful tree was destroyed with a fucking guitar. So I might as well do it in.
So what would you have done if you were in the band?
Keep trying in another band.
Yeah,
I can probably say I've never learned the fine art of logging. I have no idea.
Yeah.
How to do it.
I'd be an industrial painter painting factories.
Yeah.
I did that for 2 years.
So you'd just be sat in the bedroom playing your guitar then otherwise?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I did. Sat in my bedroom.
And what does everyone else do in that town? Just chops trees down.
Chops trees down, drink.
Have sex.
Talk about having sex and drinking.
Do people ever go anywhere else in that town or just stay there all the time?
They stay there.
Yeah.
They wither away eventually.
What do people think of you actually going to New York and playing? Stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Do people think that's a bit of a weird thing to do, or are people impressed or jealous or...
Oh, right, yeah. Anything out of the normal.
Yeah, so do people stop in the street and say, you know, what's New York like?
They say, get a haircut, fucker! Fuck you!
Is that what people say? I thought,
yeah,
I have my haircut long hair. I thought,
no, they have long back. They have long in the back. Bi-level.
Oh, yeah.
Bi-level.
So you look respectful from the fronts and things, yeah.
Yeah.
Cropped short on top and rebelliously long in the back.
So is this your first national tour this then?
Yes, it is.
What do you think of touring then? Is it a good escape?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I do. I'm seeing America for free while I'm working, two nights? Yeah. Every 2 hours a night.
I don't think you just see a lot of people's bedroom floors across America.
Yeah. And I'm surprised that I'm not homesick yet.
Yeah. How could you get homesick for such an awful sounding town, you know?
We moved away.
Where do you live now in Seattle?
I live in the town that was close, the next closest town from Aberdeen.
Olympia.
Olympia.
Oh, yeah. Right, that's where that K Records is, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Calvin's a good friend of mine.
Oh, right, yeah. Is that a good town? Is that
it's a great town.
Yeah. Is that the college type town of Washington?
Yeah, Green State College. A lot of hippies there.
Liberals.
Liberals, yeah. So is it a more liberal town than Seattle is? Seattle sounds quite a liberal sort of place from the outside.
What?
Seattle sounds like quite a good sort of place.
It is.
People say, yeah.
It is.
So Olympia's just a smaller version.
Olympia's just a smaller version, yeah.
Yeah. And how far is that from Seattle?
7 miles?
Yeah.
So what do you write your songs about, or? So
it's hard to say. Anger. Negativity.
What sort of things you get angry about? Just from where you're from and like the way people
Right. The typical punk rock attitude.
I mean, what makes you angry? Because you've escaped something, you should be like celebrating getting out of it, or is it just frustrating to watch what everyone else does?
I didn't quite understand that.
Is it frustrating to watch what all your mates have been back at home, or? I mean, where do you get the anger from now? Because you're out of it, aren't you, really?
Yeah. Imagine I am becoming happier because I am escaping.
Yeah.
I find myself sometimes making things hard for myself so I can still have a little bit of anger.
Notice that.
Like what sort of things you do, just purposely fuck things up or?
I don't know. A few subconscious things, I suppose. Just a few.
Yeah.
Conflicts with people, maybe.
What if you try and get people's backs up to play? So you're writing road songs now then?
Yeah. Right.
Another night in another camp. Another bottle of beer.
Have you written much stuff since you left Aberdeen and started like touring?
I've written most of the material on this record out of Aberdeen.
Yeah. So these are like songs from a different era then, really, aren't they?
They're from like a second era. Yeah. It was like the demo tape era with a bunch of songs.
And those were written in Aberdeen. And all the material on this record was written in Olympia.
Yeah. So what was the first period of songs about then? Is that
even more anger?
Yeah. Because you were there yourself, stuck in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the second year is just like writing from memory then, is it? Like,
yeah. That's true. The songs are getting poppier and poppier as I get happier.
Yeah,
there you go. And what are they about, the poppier ones then?
They're about... probably conflicts and relationships.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Emotions and feelings.
Yeah. Emotions with human beings.
So you said once in this? Just write about emotions and feelings or something. Forget what that was.
Sure. I mean, when I write a song, the lyrics are the least most important thing, so I don't dwell on them at all. I can actually have two or three different subjects within a song, and then the title will mean nothing.
Yeah.
To the rest of the music.
Just so like the whole band knows which song is going to be on the set list.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
right.
Chad, what are we going to name this song?
Chad. Gotta go. About a girl. Okay. So the song is about a girl. And I already have most of the lyrics down. And
Is the LP down the States? I mean,
what?
Your album's out here, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not out in Britain for a few weeks yet.
Yeah. It's only been out for a couple of weeks.
Is it doing quite well at all?
From what I hear. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
In the Village Voice, it was number 19 of the top 20 sales. Wow. Does that give you good feelings? So
yeah,
in New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Because this is what the bands, we started in Kurt's crappy house with junk equipment.
Yeah.
We started getting better, and you know, you see.
Punk rock success story.
We're witness. Like, we witness what's, you know, we're
like
a little success, like, you know. You see it, so it's encouraging, instead of just like sitting in the same, you know, not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's really discouraging. It's really nice. It's like a compliment.
Why do you think people picked up on you then? Do you think it's because of the Sub Pop connection or...?
Partly. They also realize that we're probably good.
Yeah.
So they...
I don't know, I like the songs.
Yeah.
I listen to my record once in a while.
Played pretty well, it was pretty impressive. Big last night. It's pretty tight and powerful sounding.
And we, this isn't in sequence, the history that we're telling you, but we were originally a three-piece for almost a year, and then we got Jason in about 4 months ago.
6 months, 7 months.
Whenever February was, because it was funny because when we decided it, we figured, well, okay, we'll get Jason in, and we never practiced together that I recall once with Jason.
Right,
and we went down to San Francisco to do a show at this place called the
Wagon.
Covered Wagon. And that was our first practice sort of with him, the first show.
Right.
Yeah, it just gelled.
It was good.
Yeah.
Adds a lot of force, actually, guitar player.
Yeah.
There's real love in the band.
Does that mean you can like take your hand off the guitar and sing a bit as well?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I can screw up now and
you got something to cover. Yeah.
So I can concentrate on my vocals more and it helps a lot.
Yeah. The vocals are good, it's like it's a sort of a lot of power in the vocals. Did you get a good
thing? I can hear him on stage, it's alright.
Yeah.
Most of the time I can't hear because we play so loud, our stage volume is so loud that you can usually never get the monitors
out. Yeah.
Right.
Like, because he's got a screen quite a lot, he's got more chances than, like, Dinosaur, who just sort of, like, mutters on the
Yeah,
top,
that's
you know?
True.
He
that's
can't
true.
Ever hear himself, thankfully. Do you feel, like, good after you played then? I mean, before you played, you got these quite angry songs. Do you feel quite uptight? And afterwards, it all come out and feels, feels better, sort of thing.
It's a nice relief. It needs to be done at least twice a week.
It's like...
Yeah.
It's like...
I've got to get to a hardware store.
It's like some kind of, it's weird, it's hard to explain.
Sometimes all the adrenaline just get a bit too much and you smash all the gears pieces. Is that quite a common thing at the gigs?
Yeah, it's becoming more and more common, It's just too great of a feeling.
Do you just put your guitar on and feel like smashing the PC and you get on the stage? Do you think, fuck, I've got to play a few songs first?
No. Oh no, I'd like to be able to do that. I don't know, it depends on where the energy level is in every song. Usually the climax is the best time.
Yeah. So when you get to the end of the set, you think, it's just such a relief and a good feeling. It's like breaking gears or celebration or something. Instead of like, not because you're dead angry, just because it feels fucking ace to break a load of things.
It's older people are screaming and
it's
you're just beating and you're running up and down and your guitar falls down and you pick it up and toss it up like
I don't
you're
know
in a shower of rose
petals or jumps across the drum kit like
oh yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Usually
we
all jump into the drum set.
Yeah.
The other night I jumped into the drum set and Chris was taking beer bottles and throwing them at us and they're busting all over the place. Cut my eye.
You broke all your gear then, is it still usable?
Guitars are.
The Ibanez Black Eagle bass is the toughest bass.
I've
thrown it like
you're not cracking machines on it at all then?
I cracked a couple.
Yeah.
The Schallers are pretty tough.
Yeah.
He's taken that bass and thrown it at his amp from this far away, just lots of times.
Yeah.
Throw him into the
15 feet in
the
air at least.
It looked like the guitar's getting all the hammering though.
Yeah.
So, get the neck like waxed on the ground and things. I thought that would definitely go, but it's dead hard to bust the guitar though, isn't it, I suppose? Unless you just don't get a Rickenbacker, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know. For my personal taste, I really like uniboxes, and those are what I play all the time, and they're hard to find because they're Moss Wright copies, and they were made in the late 60s and early 70s, and you just have to find them by chance in pawn shops, and I'm stupidly breaking them every time I get one. And luckily, Matt brought me another one from Seattle my girlfriend bought for me, and I made sure that I had this one in my hands, this new one in my hands, before I broke this one, so it's kind of...
It's white, too, that's neat. Yeah.
So we're kind of sensible about it, you know.
So if you smashed the gear, you just get onto your old equipment. Get the roadie to run on and change the guitars over. I think I'll end up like the Who, though, just smashing it because everyone's waiting for you to smash it.
Weird, because a lot of, you know, there's nights where, you know, I'll just good night and walk off stage.
Yeah.
Because you can, you know.
It's it's definitely not a contrived thing, you know. Yeah. We're not going to smash our equipment every time. It's just when
it's really unpredictable. So
whenever we're trying to impress somebody.
If you're, you know, if someone's really into really seeing that visual effect of just things getting destroyed, you just have to catch us on a lucky night, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we can't go smashing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If we do smash all the time, I'd be glad if we're playing good shows.
Glad you didn't have that money to back
you.
We'll get Bruce Pavin, he'll buy us.
So you're going to write some more new stuff after this album? That means the style going to change much, or is it still quite a rush of excitement sort of music?
Right now we're just a void. It's leaning towards more songs like about a girl, but it's hard to say. I don't know what we're going to do.
Depends on more.
We definitely won't do free jazz.
Depends on more happy you get.
Yeah.
We're working on a song now. It's kind of a...
I think we're getting a good mixture now from the heaviness, and not like both of the extremes combined instead of just a really heavy, relentless, monster, scary song a light pop song. We're just combining
it, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much what Mudhoney does, I think.
Yeah.
We know like what we do. Like there's kind of a style. Like, there's
a writing style,
there's,
sure.
Yeah. Recognize
our
identity.
Yeah. It's very American sort of style, isn't it?
American.
It's become an American style.
It's love American style. Have you ever seen that TV show?
No.
Ambi Davis, the lady who is the housekeeper for Brady Bunch. Alice, right. And she was smoking pot on an episode the other night.
Yeah.
That was wild.
The Star Trek TV program's got
well, that's the same one Sonny Cher were on.
Rock Against Drugs.
Just say no.
Whatever yanks your crank, you know.
I don't know, I'm not really familiar with a lot of other bands from different countries.
Yeah.
I haven't heard very much.
It's just like this sort of Vegas sort of American style at the moment, you sat on the outside, you sort of notes it like, like pop songs played like the heavy store guitars by people long and share, you know?
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of bands that do it. I mean, some do it better than others, I suppose, don't they?
Yeah. We're definitely not jumping on the bandwagon.
No.
You know, hair is weird. I was reading in some magazine that says, this long-haired band, and like Soundgarden, most of them have long hair. It's like...
Yeah.
Weird. It doesn't...
Maybe we'll just have to
think
make sure...
I put this record on. I'm thinking
about hair. Maybe we'll have to make sure for image, like... You be the token punk rocker and you'll get it short. You'll have it really long. I'll have mine the Mudhoney cut off halfway.
Yeah.
And
just like,
one will get a mohawk.
It's just
like, it does seem like all American bands are quite similar, but it's just like coincidence, I suppose, you know?
Yeah.
So, are you over in Europe in the autumn then, touring?
What?
You touring Europe in the autumn?
Tad. The double bill of death.
It's very different bands to be touring.
Yeah.
Are they older than you? A lot older than you, Tad?
Not too much older.
They look older. They're bigger.
They're bigger.
I'm not.
We're skinnier.
Yeah. Yeah, you're about twice the height of the rest of your band.
Yeah, I take up the slack.
We need liposuction, transfusions.
So, have you been to Europe before at all?
No.
Isolated.
I've never
been
to
the
United
States.
Yeah.
Jason's been to Europe.
Yeah,
he's traveled around Europe. But not play or anything.
Yeah.
Kind of touristy.
Because you're probably quite hip in Britain anyway by the time it gets to the autumn, I would have thought.
I hope so.
What do you think of the Sub Pop label?
I can't think of a better label to be on.
Yeah, it sort of suits what you're doing down to the ground, really, doesn't it?
What?
Sort of suits what you're doing.
Exactly.
Well, doing.
Right.
It's really weird when people start off a label like that in a town, do a few bands, and suddenly there's loads of bands around that would just, that seem to fit exactly on that label. It's like,
right.
Why didn't anybody think of doing that before, type thing, you know?
Yeah, right. In the back of a local classified, there's lists of people looking for musicians, saying, you know, Mudhoney, Nirvana, Skin Yard influence.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those now.
Well,
so
right
around
the Seattle area.
More, yeah, a lot more bands will be coming out.
But they're just people just want to, haven't really got their own style, they're just trying to get out, I suppose, isn't it?
That could be true.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of bands playing that sort of stuff anyway, you know.
Wake up, sleepy legs. What else do we have to share?
I don't really need much more, really.
Love your brother. Brother.
Love your brother. And your sister.
Don't really need anything else.
Oh, I can't think of anything.
Yeah. That'll do, yeah. Otherwise, it'll be like 45 minutes. Just like,
this is just a write-up.